Welcome to Dissertation in 90 Days, your trusted guide on this exciting journey towards achieving your doctoral dreams. I'm your host, Dr. J, bringing a wealth of experience from Writers ER, a dedicated doctoral support community. Today, we're diving into a crucial, often misunderstood aspect of academic writing, understanding and avoiding plagiarism. Plagiarism, the act of using someone else's work without proper credit, is a significant pitfall in academic research. It's not just about avoiding copying, it's about embracing originality in your work. Originality is the heart of academic integrity, the cornerstone of your dissertation. It reflects your unique perspective and contributes to the broader academic conversation. In this episode, we will unpack the nuances of plagiarism, guiding you on how to steer clear of it and how to infuse your work with originality and authenticity. Whether you're just starting your dissertation or are in the midst of it, our discussion today is key to ensuring that your work stands out as a true reflection of your academic rigor and personal contribution to the field. So let's get started on this journey together, ensuring that your dissertation is not only informative, but also a true testament to your scholarly commitment and originality. Stay tuned. In this segment, we're zooming in on plagiarism in academic writing. Plagiarism is, simply put, when you use someone else's work without giving them credit. It's a big deal in academia. Why? Because it's about honesty and respect in the scholarly community. First, there's direct copy-pasting. This one is pretty clear-cut. It's when you take text from a source and use it word for word in your work, without citation. Imagine using someone else's photo in your album without saying it's theirs. That's what this is like. Then we have paraphrasing without proper citation. It's a bit sneakier. Here you might reword someone else's ideas, but the core concept isn't yours. If you don't cite it, it's still plagiarism. Think of it like singing someone else's song with your own tune, but not giving them credit. Lastly, there's using ideas without acknowledging the source. This could be anything from a concept in a lecture to a point in a discussion. If it influenced your work, you need to cite it. It's all about giving credit where it's due. Real world examples? Well, without naming names, I've seen cases where even seasoned academics faced serious consequences for plagiarism. It's not just about a bad grade. We're talking about damaged reputations and academic careers at risk. The consequences of plagiarism are severe. It's not just about the rules, it's about your integrity as a scholar. When you plagiarize, you're not just risking a paper or a grade, you're risking your reputation and future in academia. So remember, your dissertation is your chance to show the world what you know and how you think. Let's make sure it's authentically you. Originality isn't just encouraged, it's expected. We're navigating the tricky terrain of academic writing. This segment is all about understanding why plagiarism happens and how to avoid it. Let's get into an engaging and interactive discussion. Ever wonder why smart, hardworking students sometimes fall into the plagiarism trap? Often, it's not intentional. It's about misunderstanding what plagiarism really is. Think about it. When you're under pressure, racing against deadlines, it's tempting to take shortcuts. But these shortcuts can lead you down the wrong path. Let's address some common misconceptions. One big myth is that plagiarism is just about copying and pasting. But it's more than that. If you take someone's idea, even if you completely rewrite it in your own words and don't credit them, that's plagiarism too. It's not just the words that matter, but the ideas behind them. Now let's engage a bit. Ask yourself, have you ever been unsure about what needs citing? You're not alone. When in doubt, cite. It's always better to be safe than sorry. Citing sources isn't just a rule. It's a way to show respect for the original creator's work. Another misconception. Everything on the internet is up for grabs, right? Wrong. Just because information is readily available online doesn't mean it's free to use without proper acknowledgement. The same principles of academic honesty apply to both digital and print sources. Let's dive deeper. What are your personal fears about plagiarism? Is it the complex rules, or perhaps the fear of not being original? Recognize that your unique perspective is valuable. Your dissertation is an opportunity to showcase your ideas, your research, and your contribution to the field. Plagiarism isn't just about what not to do, it's about understanding the value of original thought in academia. It's about honoring the process of scholarly work. Remember, your dissertation isn't just a requirement, it's a reflection of your academic integrity and a testament to your hard work. As we wrap up this segment, remember, plagiarism can be a minefield, but with the right knowledge and approach, you can navigate it successfully. Now, let's talk about practical tools and techniques to steer clear of plagiarism. Let's jump right in. First up, plagiarism checkers. Tools like Turnitin are a lifesaver. They scan your work and compare it with tons of sources. This way, you can catch any accidental similarities and fix them before submission. It's like having a helpful friend who double-checks your work. Next, citation generators. These are super handy. You input the details of your source, and voila, it generates the citation for you. It's like a recipe for your bibliography. Remember, different fields have different citation styles, so pick the right one for your work. Now, let's talk about note-taking. This is crucial. When you're researching, keep track of where your information comes from. It's easy to forget which idea came from which source. Think of your notes as breadcrumbs leading back to the original source. Paraphrasing is another key skill. It's not just about changing a few words. It's about understanding the idea and then explaining it in your own way. But remember, even when you paraphrase, you need to cite the source. It's about giving credit for the idea, not just the words. Let's try a mini exercise. I'll give you a sentence. The quick brown fox jumps over the lazy dog. Now, paraphrase it. Maybe something like, a swift fox in a rich brown hue leaps over a dog that's not too keen on moving. And then imagine you're citing it. It's a simple exercise, but it gets you into the habit of thinking about how to use information and credit it correctly. So there you have it. Plagiarism checkers, citation generators, effective note-taking, and good paraphrasing skills are your tools in the battle against plagiarism. Use them well, and you'll be on your way to creating a dissertation that's not only impressive, but also entirely your own. All right, we're focusing on something exciting and crucial, developing original thoughts in your research. Let's dive in. Fostering creativity in research is essential. It's not just about what you know, it's about how you think. So how do you spark that flame of originality in your work? Let's dive into some practical techniques. First, mind mapping. This is a fantastic way to visualize your thoughts. Start with a central idea and branch out with related concepts, questions, and insights. It's like creating a roadmap of your thought process. This visual approach can reveal connections and ideas that might have been hiding in plain sight. Critical reading is next on our list. When you read a source, engage with it actively. Question the author's perspective, the underlying assumptions, and how it relates to your work. This isn't just reading, it's a dialogue with the text. By challenging and interrogating the material, you often stumble upon new, original insights. Keeping an idea journal is another invaluable tool. Carry it with you and jot down any thoughts, questions, or sparks of inspiration that come to you throughout the day. Over time, these notes can become the seeds of your unique contributions to your field. It's like collecting puzzle pieces that will eventually form a complete picture. Now let's talk about the power of discussion. Engaging with mentors or peers about your ideas can be incredibly enriching. They can offer new perspectives or challenge your assumptions, which in turn refines and strengthens your thoughts. It's akin to polishing a rough gem. Each conversation helps to clarify and enhance the brilliance of your ideas. Embrace these techniques: mind mapping, critical reading, keeping an idea journal, and engaging in discussions. They are your tools to unlock creativity and originality in your research. Remember, your dissertation is more than a requirement. It's a reflection of your unique perspective and contribution to your field. Use these strategies to ensure your work stands out with its originality and insight. Wrapping up another insightful episode of Dissertation in 90 Days, let's revisit our key lessons from today. We've emphasized the crucial role of originality and integrity in academic writing. Remember, your dissertation is not just an assignment. It's your unique voice in the academic conversation and a testament to your commitment to honest scholarship. I encourage you to put into practice the tools and techniques we've discussed. Utilize plagiarism checkers and citation generators effectively. Engage in meticulous note-taking, critical reading, and stimulating discussions. These aren't mere tips. They're integral to crafting a dissertation that's both authentic and impactful. I'm eager to hear your thoughts and questions. Your engagement is what truly enriches this podcast. So, if you have a query or a topic suggestion for our next episode, please don't hesitate to reach out. And to leave you with a thought, here's a quote from Andy Stanley. Integrity is the choice to do the right thing when nobody's watching. This holds especially true in academia, where your work's integrity and originality are the hallmarks of your scholarly journey. For those aiming to expedite their dissertation process, don't miss the playbook, How to Get Your Dissertation Approved in 6 Months or Less, by Dr. Anthony Robinson. Dr. Robinson successfully completed 2 dissertations in just 6 months, and his playbook is a goldmine of insights and strategies. You can download it at writerser.com/playbook. Thank you for joining me today. As you continue your journey in writing your dissertation, let it be a reflection of your knowledge, integrity, and unique voice. Until next time, keep pushing the boundaries of your academic endeavors.